So, today we're holding in the middle of this sugya, machlokes over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh as to how to understand our Mishnah. Let's get a little bit of a global review, because we're right smack bang in the middle of the sugya. Also, I promised you yesterday that I would tell you all about the Rambam Shita in the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah says that if somebody actually makes his nazirus while he's sitting in the Beit HaKvarot, then those days don't count towards his nazirut, and it's when he goes out and comes back in, so then he's going to be chayav. And the Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's only you have to give it one more day. You need 2 days, because hayavim arishonim, people because hayavim arishonim not. The question is, what is meant by the words, ein olim lo min arminyan? Because, I mean, that sounds, on the surface, it sounds silly. A guy had kept an entire nazirus of 100 days, and he had become tamei, it wouldn't be ein olim lo min arminyan. It would be so easy. You have to tell me that if he never started, it's ein olim lo min arminyan. That was a very strange lesson. So Lemaisa, the way the Tejas understands it, and all the other Rishonim here on the Daf Gufa, is that Inachinami, it's not, it's sort of like a bar of Lashon, but it's only saying Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan, in terms of this halacha to be considered a nazir, to be chayav and a korban tuma. So it's Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan to be chayav and a korban tuma. And we have the machlokas and the Gemara between the Shlokas and the Divokan about whether Lemaisa the Naziris had already been a chal, which I'll talk about in a moment. The Rambam, however, I'm not smiling this morning at all. He must have had a very, very religious Shabbos. we bring him back to life after Shabbos. It could take sometimes 2-3 days. So it's a CPR we do here. You know. So,
he didn't have enough for a minute to start the baby, so we had to wait for a while.
Okay, anyway, so the Rambam has a different pshat. He says, of course, it's a chiddush in Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan. What's the Tana's throwing around a lashon, Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan. Rambam says the pshat is like this. We're talking about somebody who's tamei in a Beit HaKvarot. Tamei in a Beit HaKvarot could be talking about a type of tuma. We're going to see later on, there's really 12 different types of tuma. The nazir is Megalayachan, and one of them is not included, the Beit HaKvarot, Tumas Beit HaKvarot. So if a nazir who is tamei would be mekabel a tuma that is not going to be seiser harishanim, so then the halacha is that even though obviously he has to become tahor in order to be able to continue his nazirus, so I have to go through the process of becoming tahor, but the first days from before will continue to count, so he doesn't lose any days. Therefore, what it's telling you, Eino Lilo Min HaMinyan, according to Rambam, is telling you a big finish. That even though had he started off as Naziris B'Taira, and he would have been Mitameh, this type of Tumah wouldn't have been Seisar Rishayim. And the Yamim that his Tumah would have counted towards his Naziris, in the case where he started with this type of Tumah, Eino Lilo Min HaMinyan, that's the finish. That makes perfectly good sense. Then the words are extremely Meduyak. I guess we'll have to wait L'maisa later on until we get to the sugya of what type of tumas are tumas that count, that don't count, the Nazir Megaleach, the Seisar L'Yamim HaRishonim. This we have a lot of halacha L'maisa Mitzinai, and we have to get into the protekinim of the different types of tumah tameh. Obviously, it's hard to become a tumah tameh meis, where nonetheless, we already saw one case of tumas at home. There are cases where the person L'maisa could be tameh, and nonetheless, there's no din necessarily of the Yamei Marishonim Yiplut. Then, in the Gemara, we had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Resh Lakish. And the way we understood the machlokas yesterday was that the question is he a Nazir L'maisa when he made that Nazirus, or is he not? The Nafkamina would be, if he's a Nazir when he makes a Nazirut in a situation that it cannot be Chal at all, if you hold he's still a Nazir vis-a-vis other issues, so first of all, he'll be chayav malchus on drinking wine and on becoming tamei and on shaving his hair shelo kedin. He's going to be chayav like any other nazir. The other nafkamina will he be required to make a new nazirus because of the fact that we view his original nazirus as being a commitment to be a nazir when I can be, but not the actual kabbalas and nazirus which can't be chalna. Or is the Naziris there, it's just basically can't start counting until it becomes stock. That's how we understood the Machlokas according to Rabbi Yochanan, he is a Nazir. The minute he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot, he starts and gets Torah, of course, takes 7 days. He starts now with his counting, whether he says anything or not, He's been a nazir the whole time. He's been usher in Nishtiyat Yagim Tiglacha for the Tumah Beidin. And therefore, the moment he's Torah, automatically he's counting, whether he likes it or not. So he's now a nazir. According to Reish Lakish, he will not be chayav this whole time on Tiglachat, on Shtiyat Yagim, on Tumah Beidin. And he will not start counting until he reinserts himself into the Nazirah that he was originally Mekavah. Machlokas has shown him whether he has to actually make a new Nazirah. Arani Nazir, we view the original Nazirah as only being a commitment to make a Nazirah, or whether we view that Nazirah on hold until such time as he says, okay, now I'm ready. In which case he wouldn't have to make a technically useful Kabbalist Nazirah. You can always say, Arani Kamoshan Adarti would be sufficient. This is what Rashi learns elsewhere. Fine. And the Befarish also brings that chat here from Rashi. So yesterday, we ended up with a question on Reish Lakish's approach that showed us that our understanding is not going to work in Reish Lakish. The question was, let's take a look at this again inside. Because we're going to be going over this again today. Let's take a look at the first line on Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, which is today's daf. It says like this, Ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tahor shenitma, Ela that tamei shenazar shvi shelo lelo min aminyan, lenazir tahor shenitma, ein shvi shelo lelo min aminyan. The only nafkamina, it says here, between the nazir who was tamei at the time that he was makabel the nazirus. That's basically the case of the Mishnah. Because the fact that it says v'hu bebeit ha-kvarot is no different than the nazir being tamei. It's just dramatic. And it raises issues, we'll see later on, about the need to get out of that Beit HaKvarot because you're constantly being re-metame yourself. And we'll see. But certainly the Nazir Tameh is the case in the Mishnah. And it's saying here there's no difference between such a Nazir who made himself Tameh when he started, or but he started while he was Tameh, except for one thing, that the Tameh that then made himself a Nazir when he becomes Tahor the seventh day, starts, the moment he finishes his hazayan, goes to the mikveh, he's now starting to count as new nazirut. Masha'in came, the nazir tahor who became tamei, that's not going to be enough to become tahor, because the Torah was b'chayav him on the eighth day to go ahead and to bring his karbanas together with his tiglachat. So he can't start counting till he finishes the seder that the Torah gave him to be yotzei mitumas as a nazir tamei. That's the only difference. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, now excuse me, Reish Lakish, but I'd like you to explain that to me. You're telling me the guy is not even a Nazir. So what is this supposed to mean? If you hold that it was never even Chal, so what do you mean? It's a Lelo Min Aminyan. A Lelo Min Aminyan for what? According to you, there's no Nazirut. So what's your chair for Lelo Min Aminyan? Now, of course, we could say, well, I mean, obviously, according to Reish Lakish, there's a Baal Da'acha, we said yesterday. So maybe it means, that if the guy says, as soon as he finishes the Nazirah, he says, okay, now I'm ready. So he could start counting on the seventh day, which he could not do if he had been a Nazir Tahor. And maybe that's all that it means. So the Pashta says you can't say that's all that it means, because then it isn't saying anything. I mean, then you're telling me that a person who was a Nazir, a person who was Tahor, can be Makabal Naziris. That's all that you're saying. Okay, there's more persuasive solutions than that. Why not just say, Tosef says, why not just say, okay, so Reish Lakish will say, he's talking about that he went out and he was Makabal Naziris. So Tosef says, because if that would be the case, then it should have said. And another difference is that the guy who was a Nazir Tahor and then became Tameh does not have to start his Naziris. It automatically starts. And this guy has to start his Naziris. Because if you're talking about a case where he starts his Naziris, you don't think you have to mention that that's an important nafkamina? That he needs to restart his Naziris according to Reish Lakish? So don't tell me it's talking about a case where he started it, because then they would have said so. That's a very dramatic difference, wouldn't you say? So we say, Ein Bein Nazir Ella? And the main thing is missing from the story? Right, so that's another simple nafkamina. Now, lemaisa, we could also say lechora. You would think, and we're going to talk about this later in the new version later today. You could also say, according to Reish Lakish, why doesn't it just say the big difference? The big difference is that the nazir who was tahar and then became tameh, is certainly the entire period not allowed to drink wine or shave his hair. Masha'in Kain, according to Reish Lakish, the Nazir Tahar, you know, all along we've been ignoring that big difference. What do you mean, Ein Bein Nazir Tahar, Shaditmah, Bein Nazir, Ein Bein? Yeah, except for the fact that he's not a Nazir and he is a Nazir. I'd say that's a pretty important afkamina. But tell me, Ein Bein, whoa, how's that supposed to be? Ein Bein. Alright, so that's really not such a problem we're going to see later on today, that it's clear that the focus of the Tana here is only in terms of Ein Bein, in terms of how to complete your Naziris. He's not coming to tell me every nafkamina, la halacha, in the two cases. Just saying, if a Nazir became Tameh or a Nazir was Tameh, what is the difference now, in practical terms, of how to complete their Nazirut? Only one difference. One of them starts with Zerut on the 7th, and one of them starts with Zerut on the 8th, the recount. And that's a valid question. According to Reish Lakish, you should have said also, if it's talking about his remake, one needs to say that I hereby do begin my count, and the other one doesn't. Okay. So therefore, in the kayaf of this question, which is quite persuasive, the Gemara today wants to change its understanding of Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, look, we misunderstood the Machlokas. Actually, there was never a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether the Nezirut was Chal. Of course the Nezirut was Chal. The Nafkamina is, Elaki Plige Lemilke. We're only interested in the question of whether you will get Malkus on that tumah. That's the question. So if you go ahead now, where the guy now is in the process of becoming Tahar, the question is on tumah. Is he going to get Malkus or not? On the other things, for sure he's a Nazir. But over here, since he started with tumah, and we'll see later on that the Torah excludes him from the parsha of Karbanis, which we learn out from a pasuk. So then if that's the case, then it could be, says Reish Lakish, vis-a-vis Tumah, he's not considered to be a Nazir, because if he were, then the Torah wouldn't have excluded him from the Chiyuv of Avos Karbanos. Apparently, there's no Malkus on this issue. That's the way Tosfos learns. There's also a Shita that understands it, Milkei Bichlal, even on those areas. In other words, since the Torah says Vagabi Tumah, he's not considered to be a full Nazir, even though he's a Mechuyav to keep his Naziris as soon as he becomes Torah, and that's automatic. But during the period which he is still Tomei and hasn't begun Lamaisa keeping his Yomei Naziris, he would not be Chayav Malkus on Shtiyas Yayin or Tiglakas either. That is one of the Balei Tosfos, although most of the Rishonim, the question over here is limited to Malkus on Tumah. That's our question. But in any event, certainly you do not need to restart the Naziris. There is a Naziris. Reish Lakish never said you needed to restart it. And therefore there's no problem in the Braita for this. And we'll see there may be another problem for the Braita that we'll get to. So in this new version, Rabbi Yochanan Tzavakiva Dechaila, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no such thing as a half and a zero. The zero is called, you get Malkus. Reish Lakish Tzavak, no, lo laki v'chaila. Now in this version also, Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish the same questions. And he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Mi shenazar v'lo bebet ha-kforot, afilu ha-yashav 30 yom, ein olim lo min ha-minyan, ve'ein lo mevi korban tum'ah. Note, Eino mevi korban tumah. That's the only difference. Ah! So korban tumah would alone mighty. The only difference with this nazir and any other nazir is that on this tumah, he's not going to bring a korban tumah when he is mittaher. But for any other issues, how milki loki? You see that he will, in fact, be loka on the tumah. Milki loki aleha. Says the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, I'm not persuaded. But dinu, delite eino loka. The truth is, he's not loka, and certainly it could have said in the Mishnah, Eino loka, except that that's not what we're talking about in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah want to bring down? Take a look at the Sefer. Mishu begaboy lemitne Sefer. Yatzav nichnas olelo min aminyan, umevi korban tuma. I mean, what are you going to say? Yatzav nichnas, is loka. What do you mean? He's going to bring a korban tuma. So obviously, he's a regular Nazir, you're saying. So since over there it's focusing on the main difference, which is the Makar, in the Pasuk of where we know that he's not going to be Chayav, is only Lagabe the Karban. So in the Mela, that's what it's focusing on. Tanoresha, Eino Mevi Korban Tumah. But the truth is, once you're not Mevi Korban Tumah, it's clear that the Torah is not considering you to be culpable as a normal Nazir to get into the entire process entirely yet, because it didn't begin. So that's the Mishnah, take that for granted, says Reish Lakish. Says Rabbi Yochanan to him, okay, let's take a look at the Braita. Tashma. Ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tohar shenitma. Our old standby question over here. Ela shetamei shenazar shvi shelo olelo min haminyan. Venazir tohar shenitma ein shvi shelo olelo min haminyan. So now in this version, we have another point that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to be medayik from this Braita, that there's no other nafkamina other than the question of whether you start your Nazir's count on the eighth day, which is what you'll have to do if you had already started counting and lost the days, because now you have to go through the whole parsha of Tyrus of the Nazir. So you have to bring your Karban, your Duofot, and your Keves, and then bring your Tiglachat with the whole deal. Or if you never ever started your Nazirut vis-a-vis Tumah, so then you just become Tahor on the seventh day, like anybody else's tummy made. And now you start on the seventh day. And that's the only difference. Now, does that not mean, in this version, we understand that Rabbi Yochanan is asking, does that not mean that in terms of the Malkut, Ala Malkut, Zev and Zev Shavim? In other words, you may not have to read Karban Tumah, but you're certainly going to be the same in that you're going to get Malkus. But why should it mean that? All that it means is litiglachat zev zeh shavim. Now there's two ways of understanding this. Litiglachat zev zeh shavim would mean if he shaved his hair. It's already said according to Reish Lakish that the nazir is chal. Okay, it's only there's a special halacha lagabe the dinim of tuna. But when it comes to tiglachat, it's the same in either case. You understand that that's a little bit of a problem. Because first of all, it should have said l'tiglachat v'liyayin. What's that, this tiglachat? Secondly, not everybody even agreed that there was the din of tiglachat, that there was a din of malchus. No din of malchus on tiglachat. We were talking about, according to almost everybody, that only talking about in terms of tuna. So therefore, most understand the meaning of l'tiglachat should be related to a question that we ask later. Which is the p'tur from the Karban Tumah on a Nazir who started his Naziris while he's Tameh, does it imply, as we've been assuming all along, that he also doesn't need to shave his hair? That's the question. So it's saying over here, the Tiglach, that's why it doesn't make any mention of Yayin. It's not referring to the Tiglachat, the Easter Tiglachat, to get Malkus on Tiglachat, which of course that would be, there's absolutely no excuse for saying Tiglachat as opposed to Yayin. There's a Tiglachat of Yayin. But now, we understand it to mean, Zatosvis is Mepharshim, in order to begin his Nazirut, there's also, there's a, not a Chiyuv of Karma, but there's a Chiyuv of Tiglachat, and then to start. And we'll see later on that actually that's a question. So, if you're trying to be Medayik for me, I said, look, you can't prove that it's the Bright is referring to Malkus. The Bright is going to be referring to Tiglachat. So we're going to get back to this to discuss again later on, when we raise the issue of do you need Tiglachat or not. So maybe that's all that it means. That tiglachat zev zeh shavim. And he says, so what are you saying? Avleini malchus. What, Mark? Zeh lo kev, zeh no lo kev. If it comes to the question of malchus, you're telling me now the guy was chayav malchus and the other one wasn't chayav malchus. Isn't that a major difference between a nazir tamei, a nazir became tamei, and a nazir was tamei or is nazir? I thought you said ein bein nazir tamei. But ein bein means ein bein. Now you're telling me, well, there's this other nafkamina. A minor nafkamina. One is chayav malchus, one isn't chayav malchus. It's a minor nafkamina. So how could it be referring to accepting malchus that they're the same? So what are you going to tell me, says the Gemara? Abelinian malchus, my zelo kevah zeno lokeh. So then Litznayim is saying that that's a major difference between the two cases, no? No, you don't understand the meaning of the whole braita. The meaning of the braita is not coming. This we mentioned this a moment ago in the first version. Braita is not coming to tell me all the differences between them, any more than we were concerned in the first version with why doesn't the Braita also mention the fact that according to Reish Lakish, there's a big difference between them in that if you started your Naziris off in the Beit HaKvarot, you're not chayav for Yayin and Tiglachat. Why did he mention that? Because obviously that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, what do you do now? It's a gestalt Braita. So now what do you need to do in order to be Messiah your Naziris? You need to get Malchus to be Messiah your Naziris. Malchus has nothing to do with anything. Mark the question whether you're going to be chayav on this tumah in the event. We'll see whether you're chayav on the tumah even just for being there, whether it requires shiyah, whether it's talking about another tumah that we're going to get into. But in any event, it's certainly not part of what you need to do in order to be completing your naziris. And memela, We're not interested in it because bitakante komari. We are interested in what do I need to do for tikkun at this point. Not bikilkula. Not if I don't do things right and I insist on staying in there, whatever the case may be, that there I'm going to get malchus for what I did. Lo komari, who's interested in that? That's not the topic. And therefore it's irrelevant to the machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. So says Rish Lakish. Tashma, okay, well what about this? The Pharisee, right, that says, Misha yata mevenazar, asur legaleach v'lishtod yayin, v'im gilach v'shata yayin, v'nit malametim, Rish Lakish, ha-rei zesof eget arvayim? It says very clearly over here that there's a chiyah, malchus v'im v'tam malametim, and you said that in the same way that the Torah excludes this fellow from and the korbanos of Avodah Zarah Tameh, it's excluding him from the dinim of malchus. Tiyufta, this clearly shows Rav Yochanan is right, Rish Lakish is wrong, the Naziris is chal in terms of everything. Tiglachat, being usher tiglachat, being usher in yayin, being usher in tuma, and a chiyah of malchus and all of the above, and there's only one difference, and that difference is the question of whether he has to bring his carbon tumor or not. Now, there may be one other difference, of course. Does he require tiglachat as part of that carbon tumor? That we haven't really discussed. What hasn't been clear is, but what about the tumor that he's currently in? Is he chayav malchus for that? That's sort of passive. He was already tumah. He didn't do anything wrong when he became tumah the first time. It's not as if he's a kohen or a nazir. He's a tumah guy who was in a funeral, whatever. Now, he's such tzar, he says, already nazir. There he is in a basic verse. Already nazir. So what, I mean, is chayav malchus for the fact that he is in a basic verse at the time of the naziris? Now, the truth is that we find an interesting parallel, because a person who is tumah, he's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash. So he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, so he's Chai of Koras, and the Beshogin, he has to bring a Korban Oil of a Yoreh, and so on. But how about if he comes to me while he's in the Beit HaMikdash? And it's very similar to this case. We have a halacha. So over here we're saying, well, if the Nazir's in the Beit HaKvarot, he should get the heck out of there. You see the same thing over here. The guy becomes Tomei. So we should say to him, what are you doing in the Beit HaMikdash? Get out of here. If he doesn't get out of there, so we have a halacha, Lesh Mitzinah. The not getting out is not the fact that he has to instantaneously remove himself, and if he doesn't, he's chayav. If he remains there, doesn't start getting out, a shiur, halach l'mashu mitzinah, a new shiur, what is that shiur? B'chadei shiyah, the time of waiting. What is that b'chadei shiyah? The time that it takes for hishtachavayah. Now, it's true that hishtachavayah is innately a Beis HaMikdash related shiur. But nonetheless, the Torah has given us a shiur. So that means that there's a concept of passive, non-removal of yourself in cases of tuma, which parallels the nazir. Nazir became tamei only passively. You had been tamei before. So there's a shiur now of shiur. Is the shiur applicable? Or is that, please, come on. Taking a shiur that was clearly given for someone who's in the Beit HaMikdash, you're applying it out of context for the nazir to bow down to who? I mean, what would he be doing bowing down to Beit HaKvarot? It's an unreasonable thing. So this is Rava's question. Is it a din in the Beit HaMikdash, or is it simply a shiur in shiur? So by Rava, nazir v'hu b'Beit HaKvarot. This is my question. We've got a case over here of a nazir in a Beit HaKvarot who was nazar. Ma. Do we say, boy, shehiel malkut, or we say, over shehiel malkut? Is that only if he doesn't get out before the shiur of shehiel? Or he has to get out immediately? If he, there's no shiur of shehiel, what kind of shehiel? Why, what are you doing there? Oh, no. Wait, what's the case now exactly? Thank you, God. I mean, if you would take a normal Nazir's Tahar, and he's about to go into a Beit HaKvarot, and you tell him, don't go into that Beit HaKvarot, because you're going to be now being Metame Rosh Nizracha. And the Torah says, you're Metame Rosh Nizro, you're Chayav Malchus. Obviously, he's going to be Chayav Malchus for walking in, right? And so there he did the Pu'ula, which made the problem. So I understand, this guy is about to make a Nizirut. And everybody sees him holding his hair and saying, no, don't do that. You're in the Beit HaKvarot. And nonetheless, he goes ahead now and he makes himself a Nazir in the Beit HaKvarot. That's an act. The same way the walking in. It should be exactly the same. Is that the case that Rav is asking? See, he lay him at the arm and like, no, didn't start. If they're telling him, don't you do that. What would be the Havamina? That there's a requirement of Shehiyah. I mean, after all, a Nazir Tahor, who now goes into the Beit HaKvarot, my time alone by Shehiyah. Why don't you ask over there, do you need Shehiyah? Obviously you don't need Shehiyah. The Komatribeh, because they gave him Hatra'ah, they said, don't do this act which will cause the Tumah to your Nazirut. So Achinami Komatribeh, exactly the same thing is happening over here. They're telling him, don't do this Kabbalah of the Zeros, which will create the problem of Tamei Rosh Nizor. So why would you need Shehiyah? What's a Chayah Shehiyah over here, Bichlal? Doesn't make any sense in any way. Ella, I'll tell you what the chat is. Rav is asking like this. Rav is talking about a case of complete passivity. What happened is that this Nazir helicoptered in to the Beis HaKvarot. Now, the helicopter was sealed, and it's going according to the Mandi Omar. It's my focus where the helicopters protect you from tumor or not, because it's a movable oil. A movable oil may not work. But let's assume now that we hold that a helicopter is sufficient protection against tumor. So the guy helicopters into the Beit HaKvarot. Now some jerk comes along and tears open the door of the helicopter, and now the guy's exposed to it. It was an Air Force fellow. He only looked like an alien. So over there, the Nazir in that case was passive, completely. He didn't do anything wrong. Except that now he finds himself in an oh my god position. So does he have time of the Shia before he has to start running? Or is there no dinner Shia? That's basically Rav's question. That's the Nazir in the Beit HaKvarot is the point over here. So it's talking about the Gonshin Ekanas B'Shidat Eval Migdal. So either he rockets in or he helicopters in, or he's an old fashioned way, you know, palanquins in, whatever, but he's basically in a sealed container in which he's carried into the Beit HaKvarot. So in this case, it was Nichlas B'Shidat Eval Migdal. So he comes in a palanquin or in a box, and they thought he was dead and brought him in a coffin. But whatever the case is, he's protected from the tumah as he's coming in. Ubar Chavero, some friend. Uparami Alav Maziva. Now the guy puts him in a position, either by taking the bottom off, so the tumah comes up from the bottom, or it's a helicopter, he opens the door, the tumah comes in, hits the top, and now he's inside of the oil, whatever it is. And there, my question is very simple. This halacha of a halacha l'mosh misinai, shihiyah b'gadei ishtachavaya, is that it did particularly b'beit ha-migdash? Aval avrai lo, if it has no contextual meaning, there's no din of shihiyah at all. When I say shihiyah for a nazir in a beit ha-kvarot, similar to the din of shihiyah of somebody who becomes tamei in a beit ha-migdash, odiyom aloshna, or maybe, look, I mean, lots of times a shear doesn't have any meaning in terms of, you know, the shear of somebody who's nikmas or bayit hamenuga, the shear is for him to lie down and to say, have a piece of bread. I mean, who's interested in having a piece of, that's not the point, that's the shear. So either the shear could change not avoid the big dish. No. That sounds so crazy. That's already questions. We don't know how to apply that halakha unless we've seen that, whether it applies across the board for passive tumas, so it would apply by nazir as well. Or indeed, it's a special halacha for Knesset HaMikdash. Now, the other question is like this. We never really decided, even though we touched on it just a moment ago, whether a Nazir Beit HaKvarot, despite the fact that he is potter for bringing the Korbanos, is he still required to shave his hair? Now, this is a very fundamental question, because the issue is the shaving of hair part of the Seder of the Tahira of the Nazir, just like the carbon is? Or is the shaving of the hair the indication of the beginning of growth of hair of a Nazir? That's what basically now throws him into the counting of his Nazirut. So if it's part of the Seder of the Tahira, if the Torah pottered him from that Seder of a Tahira, then why would he have to do Tikkun HaFatr? He would be like anybody else, basically, who starts his Nazir with hair on his head. He doesn't have to start off by shaving his hair. But if it's a din in, the fact that someone who could not be a Nazir up until this point, and now suddenly changes that status of Tumah, so in order for his Nazirus to go into effect, he has to start counting hair that was not exposed to Tumah. So we take off his hair. Then that would be true over here, too. That's a pretty important question. It changes our whole concept of what Tigulachat is in the case of a Nazir Tamei and how to relate to it. We had also similar questions. Vinogea, whether Tigulachat is Ma'akevet, which relates in certain ways to this issue. is tigulacha, in terms of the end of the zirut in general, is tigulacha something that is just done as, because it's mutter to be megaleach, and it's a mitzvah to do it with your kavanas of taira, or is it an actual part of the process that is able to be matzah your naziris? Then we had a machlokas tanoim. That's a gabi nazir, not a regular nazir. So here we have a similar question. What is the position of the tiglachas vis-a-vis the entire seder of becoming Torah and beginning your nazirus? So it's an important question. Point of Ravashi. The mission never really said what the din is over there. Nazar v'hu bebeit ha-kvarot. Ta'un giluach olo. Does he require shaving or not? I mean, kuki boy tiglachat. Maybe the only time that you need a tiglachat is where he was a nazir tahor. Shenitma. So he began by being the tame, a actual nazirut that had kedusha from the beginning. So he was matame in his nazirute. Mashenkin a tame shenazar, where the Torah patters him from bringing karbanos. So memela, we don't view it as someone who's matame is nazirut. We just view the nazirut of the kedusha legabe tuma to still be basically waiting to start. So maybe lo odima lo shnar. Maybe indeed there's no difference. He has to begin with a head of hair that wasn't exposed to Tumah from the time that he was Mekabel his neder. Tashma, how about our Mishnah? Doesn't our Mishnah seem to address this? It says, Mishnah Zar V'hu B'Beit HaKvarot Afilo Ayasham Shloshim Yom Eino Olelo Min HaMinyan Ve'eino Mevi Korban Tumah. Now here's our old standby. You see clearly from the Mishnah, it's only a question of Korban Tumah. The difference is, he doesn't need to bring a Korban Tumah. Korban Tumah Delo Maite. But I mean, the Tana very clearly leaves out any mention to the other elements, such as Giluach. So, Ava Giluach, boy! That's not true. I mean, look, wasn't this part of, that's part of what I was asking. I'm asking whether the Giluach is part of the Seder of the Korban Tumah. That was my question. Matan Ka'omar. I mean, this may be part of the same rationale. That's the question. The Mishnah is giving us a rationale. This doesn't mean the Matan Ka'omar that it usually means. It's very misleading. Matam Ka'amar usually means that when the Mishnah does say something, it doesn't mean it as a separate issue. It means it's an explanation of the previous issue. So you can't be Madaik that it's two separate things. Obviously, it's left out here, so you can't say Matam Ka'amar in a normal sense. It's explaining why you're Pater. That's ridiculous. So over here, it's sort of a borrowed term. And again, the Rishonim say, just like they say by Nedarim, there's something wrong with the language in Maseches Nedarim. So the same thing is in Maseches Nazir. There's something weird about the way we use words of all things in Maseches Nazir, just like in Nedarim. So the Matam Ka'amar over here means it's referring to an equivalent rationality. That's the Matam. So what is the reason you'd be parted from the Giluach? You'd be parted from the Giluach because you're parted from the Korban Tumah. In which case, I don't need to tell you separately that you're part of from the Giluach. If I've addressed the Korban Tumah, if the Tzad of my Abaye, in which I relate the Giluach to the Korban Tumah, is correct, then by addressing the Korban Tumah, you're now telling me the rationale for my not being Chayav in the Giluach. So, therefore, I mean, I can be Medayik anything. Ma Tam Eino Mevi Korban Tumah. For the same reason, Mishum Delobai Giluach. Yeah, it's very, very backward kind of love. Tashma, okay? I will now bring you for the third time, in a new context, the raya that I brought before. Ein bein tamei lenazir tor shenitma, ela tamei shenazar shvi shelo olelo min haminyan, venazir tor shenitma, ein shvi olelo min haminyan. The only difference is whether you require an eighth day for havat korbanot. Why doesn't it say it's not a big difference? If you were a Nazir Tahor and you became Tama, you can't restart your Nazirut until you shave your hair. Mashain came. If you were a Nazir who started off the Tuma, you could start counting even though you didn't shave your hair. Now how come it leaves out that very important difference, which is all about the Takana, not the Kilko. It's all about what to do now. So even though we said this is a Gestalt Breita, it's still very much a raya. So my love, all the tigulachat zevazesh. I mean, apparently, there's no difference vis-a-vis the tigulachat. That's what it's saying. It's only a difference in terms of tuna. Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, the same way when you were trying to bring me a raya about Malkut, I said, no, maybe the bride is referring to the Galachad. You're trying to bring me a right to the Galachad. I said, well, how do you know? Maybe the bride is referring to Malchut. Certainly, I can't prove anything from you. So maybe all the bride is saying that all the Malchut, as far as the Chir of being Mitameh, there's no difference. That's all it's saying. And I now, wait a minute over here. You can't get away with that. Because if you're trying to tell me that the Tiglachat are different, so my, what would be the difference about Tiglachat? That one of them is Chayav and Giluach, and one isn't Chayav and Giluach? Don't say so! Litznai, why don't you say? That's the Nafkamina. One is Megaleach, one isn't Megaleach. Well, I mean, it does, doesn't it? It says Shvi Shalom. If one of them is talking about the seventh day, that it's Olam in Aminyan, so that means that I know now that the things that are normally done on the eighth day don't apply to him. I mean, it's the same thing.
So when I tell you Shvi Shalom, I mean you do not need the carbon. If it's a given that carbon and Tiglachat go together, and then basically you understand that he's not Megaleach, because he isn't Mevi Karbon.
That means I've already said that you're not Mevi Karbon, and you're not Megaleach. This means nothing. Okay, Tashma. Ein li ela yemetu mator she'ino li lo men aminyan. There we're in the middle of discussing the halachas of the nazir who became a mitzora. Now remember, we ended up in that case that indeed the days don't count towards his nazirut until he finishes the Seder Taira of the Mitzora, which requires a shaving of all of his hair and the bringing of his karbanas and the whole business. What do you mean? Isn't it obvious? V'dinu. Ma yemeitu mato megaleach u'mevi korban. So af yemeichiluto megaleach u'mevi korban. If I know that the tuma of a nazir was nitma v'met. So we know, we've established what the din is. It doesn't take away his nazirs when it comes to the mitzvah. Could it maybe count towards the nazirs? So I say over here, now wait a minute. A regular nazir who becomes tamei, so those days do not count towards the minyan. How do I know the same is true of yemei chiluto as a mitzvah? It's only reasonable. If the Yemei Tum'ah of the Nazir end through Giluach and Avot Korbanot, and only then can he now start his Nazirut. That's exactly what happens with the Mitzorah, isn't it? So, Af Yemei Chiluto, the guy is a Mitzorah, he needs to do a Giluach, and he needs to be maybe Korbanot. So now, that makes it the same, right? I mean, Tum'ah for the Nazir, and Tum'ah Saras for the Nazir, seems to be one and the same thing. So just like you make tumato, eno limlo min aminyan, if you're going to now look at this regular nazir tomi, does it count? Of course it doesn't count. It says beferish, it doesn't count. So af you make haluto, eno limlo min aminyan. So why should the days of his saras count towards his minyan of the naziris? He says, what kind of ridiculous comparison is that? You can't make a comparison between the tuma of the mitzora to the tuma's mace of the nazir. Obviously, loy mamet b'mei tumatoshkim mevatel ben adakonim. If you're talking about a nazir became tamei the tuma's mace, it says hayamim arishonim niplu. So in the same way that it destroys the first days, even before you came tamei toshkim, it's not going to include the days of the tuma itself towards the new naziris. But by the case of mitzora, it doesn't say anything about hayamim arishonim niplu. You yourself are agreed that if the guy kept already 80 days of his nazirut of 100 days and then he becomes a mitzora, nothing happens to the 80 days. They wait. When he finishes becoming tahor, he continues counting. Your only question is, can he even count the days in which he was tamei? Would he bring me a riot from Tuma where he wouldn't be able to count the 80 days? It's absurd. Of course, if he can't count the 80 days, he can't count the middle days. But over here by the mitzora, where he can count the 80 days, maybe he can even count the days in which he's trying to get to her. So how do you know? Lo imam be made to mato, she can mevatel ben atakodmim. Therefore, obviously, if it's mevatel atakodmim, lefichach ein olin lo min aminyan. Are you going to therefore say the same thing tomorrow in a case be mechaluto, where it's not mevatel atakodmim? Then I'll tell you, well, maybe lefichach olin lo min aminyan. There it should count towards the minyan. And so far this has nothing to do with our circuit. But now we reach the critical moment. Amr continues the brayta itself. Uma nazir bekever shesaro roila tiglachat ein olin lo min aminyan yemei chaluto shein roila tiglachat lo kol shekein. Wow. So over here it says, if he was a nazir bekever, we're over there, his hair now is royal litiglachat. So in other words, if you have sar that's royal litiglachas, it's not oilaloi min aminyan. So if you have over here, yemechiluto, where he doesn't bichlal have hair that's royal litiglachas, he's going to have to cut it off for the tiglachas of his tzaras. So for sure, it's ein oilaloi min aminyan. I mean, I assume when it says that you have sar that's royal tiglachas, it means this is going to be sar that is roy for the tiglachat tum'ah. Is that what you mean? So then it's telling you you need a tiglachat tum'ah, even though it was a nozer bekever. No, it doesn't mean that. It means the hair that he had on his head during the time that he was tameh, it still counts towards his tiglachat tahara. Because he does not have to remove that hair. Of course that's what it means. What do you think it means? It has to mean that. How can it mean the other way? Yisak David, Yolata Tumo. Then you're not making any sense. You're saying, the Nazir, when he becomes tummy, when he was bathed in his ears in the Bitlik Varot, he has hair that I'm going to have to shave off for Tuma. Masha'in King, the Yemei Chaluto does not have hair that has to be shaved off for Tuma. That's ridiculous. Of course he has hair. The Yemei Chaluto of a Bitsora, how does he get out of that for shaving off his hair? So what are you telling me? He doesn't have hair to shave off. What's the matter with you? Well, how could it possibly mean otherwise? So Yemei Chaluto, what? Yemei Chaluto doesn't have hair that needs to be shaved off in order to become Tor. Milo Doi Tiglacha. What do you think? We're stupid. Obviously, we understand that it needs tiglachat. The point of the braita could still be that a nazir's hair requires tiglachat tuma for the dinim of nazirus. Mashen came, the hair of the mitzora does not require tiglachas for the dinim of nazirus. Maybe that's what the braita is trying to say. That still would make sense. So even if it would require a tiglachat tuma, the braita makes a lot of sense. A nazir who started in the Beit HaKvarot, whose hair is part of the nazirut cycle, and requires the tiglachat as part of his din of nazirus, it's enoy lima. So the nazir now, who is a mitzora, where his hair is going to be shaved not as part of the nazirut cycle at all, lo koshikei, then it's enoy lima. You're telling me that doesn't make sense? That makes perfectly good sense. So don't tell me it's got to mean. Maybe it means, and I can't prove that you're wrong. Maybe it means the other way, but don't tell me. Well, of course, what are you? How did you think about anything else? I'm not so stupid. It could mean either way. I can't bring you a raya, but you can't bring me a raya either. So far, we don't have any raya. Tashma, how about from here? Should we wait on this? Because we've done a lot.
Okay. Getting close to the water.
Okay. Yeah, and we started also. I mean, we had to wait for Sabbath Josh to reset our watches. 8:15 today was 8:35, I think. Well, speaking. Eight. Ain't Tamation Azar, Retorsh Nitma, El Tamation Azar, Shvishalo, Elominiminyan, Resitorsh Nitma, Shvishalo, Elominyan, Vehisa Kadaika, Lo Kaila, Amai. My Olalomin Aminyan. Oh, my Baravashi. You're right. Mechukuliam lo pligi the kaila. He pligi the milke, meaning the pash is milke for tuma, although some learn it means the milke for any of the inyanim of Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan, so I give him the kaila lucky. Ashlak the summer, no lucky, the kaila. Eight Rabbi Yochanan, Ashlak Bishan Azar, Ubi Beta Korot, Afilo Ayasham Shoshim Yom, Eno Limlomin Aminyan, but Eno may be Korban Tuma. Aha! Korban tumah hu d'lo maite. Ham yoke loki. Actually, bedinu d'litnei en loki either. And I'm sure the kabbalah is a bit safer. But the whole point is that if it's yatsav and ignas, olelo min aminyan, hu mevi korban tumah, satan and the reisha eno mevi korban tumah. Tashma? Ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tohar shenitma ela shetamei shenazar shvi shelo ola lo min aminyan lenazir tohar shenitma ein shvi shelo ola lo min aminyan ola malkut zeve ze shavim. Omer lo, no, not lo malkut zeve ze shavim letiglachat zeve ze shavim lenin malkus ma ze lo keve ze no lo ke. Then why doesn't it say so? Because we're not talking about that. But that can't be Kamari. When we talk about Chiyuvim, that it could be talking. Bekakuli lo Kamari. Tashma. Mi shayata mei venazar. Asur legalech lishtot yayin. Vim gilach vishata yayin. Vinit ma'ale meitim. Hared is of legat arvayim. Ti yuv to the rich lokich. Boy, Rabba. Nazar hu bebeta kvarot ma. Boy, shi yala malkut alo. Echidami. You leave the amra lay. Hey, don't do that. Lo tinsa. Nazir tahor, my time alone by Shia. The Kamatri Bay, so if you know the Kamatri Bay. Ella could go and she didn't ask she got the bomb in Dal, who bought the road for Rami Alava Maziba. So my question is like this. Kigamrin and Shia is Davke Bebeta Migdash, because that's where it's Nagea, Avala Royal Law. O Dumaloshna, take it. Boy Ravashi, Nazar will go to Beta for a Tungi Luachalo. Kiboy tiglachad tohor shenitma because it was metamin in the zirute, but a tameishin azar lo odimoloshna toshma mishin azar lo bevetakvarot afilo ayashem shoshim yom in alolo min amyan en oledi korban tuma aha korban tuma odilo mait abad in luach boy matam ka omar matam enu mebi korban tuma mishin lo boy gigua. Okay, toshma ein bein tamation azar le nazir tohar shenitma elo tamation azar shvi shlo ola lo min aminyan le nazir tohar shenitma ein shvi shlo ola lo min aminyan. So my lab hola tiglaka zeve ze shavi, not necessarily, maybe it means ola malka zeve ze shavi. So then what tiglaka mai ze migaleh vze eino migaleh litnaye, it does, it says shvi shlo, obviously shvi shlo includes anything, kol mile including giluach, which is done at shmini. Tashma, em yale yemei tumato she'eno lilo min aminyan. Yemei chiluto ava matzora minayim. Vedino, ma yemei tumato megaleach umevi korban, af yemei chaluto megaleach umevi korban. Uma yemei tumato eno lilo min aminyan, so it follows, it's a ma'atzat. It's a imamatzino. So af yemei chiluto, eno lilo min aminyan. Lo imamit bimei tumato, the whole point is it's not the battle that I could mean. Maybe the opposite should be true. If it's not the battle that I could mean, so therefore the figure all in Lomina Minyan. Well, Hamlet, I mean, I know it's a bit Kevin, where over there, Sa'aroro Ilati Glacha, Eno Lomina Minyan, Yemechi Lutosh Eno Ilati Glacha, Lokoshi Kench Eno Lomina Minyan. I assume that means Tiglacha Tuma. Who says? Maybe it's Tiglacha Tara. As a matter of fact, it's got to be Tiglacha Tara. Okay, I'm in Mistara. The East Agadai, Tiglacha Tuma. But what's the contrast then to Yemechiluto? What? Yemechiluto don't require Tiglacha. Milo Boy Tiglacha. That's not a kasha. I mean, what we mean is the Tiglacha, in terms of the dinim of the Zirut Katani, needs Tiglacha for some other purposes, is not a Maatzat.